Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We are glad to have you listening with us. Today's topic is grace. We will return to our devotion after a brief message from one of our sponsors.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
When I Feel Like an Imposter, written and read by Kyle Norman. For I am the least of the apostles, unworthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God I am what I am, and his grace toward me was not in vain. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 9 and 10. The only thing I remember from my high school is the marbled texture of the hallway floors. I remember this because I looked at them often. My head was always down. See, in high school, I struggled with crippling self-rejection and low self-esteem. It wasn't that I was bullied or picked on. I just didn't feel that I fit in or had anything to offer. Even though I have worked hard to rid myself of low self-esteem, every once in a while, it still rises within me. These feelings often show themselves without warning. Whenever I make a mistake or error, I judge myself as worthless and backwards. When I hear about a successful church or ministry, I condemn myself for being not good enough. When it becomes bad, I look at myself in the mirror and notice everything that is wrong about me or about my life. And in that moment, I feel like an imposter. I judge myself for not being the person that others view me to be. Does anybody else struggle with imposter syndrome? I think we all struggle with this from time to time, particularly in times of struggle or hardship. We even see this in Scripture. The Apostle Paul tends to speak harshly about himself. In his first letter to the Corinthians, he refers to himself as the least of all the apostles, unworthy to be called an apostle. I wonder how many times Paul rehearsed this criticism of himself. Were these names he called himself time and again? Were the labels of wretched man or chief of sinners ones that he placed upon himself? As Paul lived his Christian life, did he sometimes feel like an imposter? I wouldn't be surprised if he did. After all, Paul's ministry wasn't the easiest. He often faced rejection and persecution. The churches that he established were not necessarily the beacons of success. Paul himself was thrown into prison countless times. Did all these things weigh on him? Was he ever tempted to see these struggles as testimonies that he wasn't as faithful or as loved as he thought he was? Imposter syndrome is the voice of the enemy. It tells us that all manners of goodness or happiness are ill-deserved in our lives. Imposter syndrome tells us that if people knew us as we truly are, then we would not be loved or accepted. Imposter syndrome wants us to believe that we are fundamentally unlovable and unredeemable, and that even God is perpetually disappointed in us. But it's a lie. We are not cast off or abandoned. God's love flows ceaselessly towards us. Even in our lowest places where we feel rejected or unlovable, the Lord enfolds us. This is the gift of grace. Grace is the gift of reckless and lavish love, unearned and unmerited. Grace tells us that God's love for us is not a transaction based on our value or worth. God's love makes its way to us because God chooses to love us, and nothing will persuade the Lord to make a different choice. Grace is sealed in Christ's blood and stamped by his cross, intersecting faith and life. The world around us glamorizes the successful and famous. Because of this, the enemy tells us that unless we are successful or prestigious, then we are not worth God's time. Thus, if we stumble in our faith, or if we struggle with questions or doubts, it can become easy to view ourselves as someone God could not possibly use. Like Paul, we may see ourselves as the least of the apostles and the chief of all sinners. But this isn't the full story. True, we may stumble in our Christian walk, but our mistakes and struggles are not where we look. Even though Paul persecuted the church, he looked to God's grace before all things. Rather than allow the voice of his self-projection to speak the final word, Paul listens to the word of grace. It is by grace that Paul is accepted in love. Grace works in him and through him. His grace toward me was not in vain, Paul says. This is our story as well. Grace is powerful and active in our lives. Grace is never given to the perfect or faultless. For if someone is perfect, why would they need grace? Instead, grace meets us in the thick of life, in the place of our need. It is grace that defines who we are, not our accomplishments or deeds, our mistakes or sins. So instead of viewing our weakness as a place of rejection, let us recognize it as the place where God's grace meets us and flows through us. For further reading, read Ephesians 2, verses 1 through 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 3 through 10. And What is Grace? On crosswalk.com.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
There's no better way to start your day than spending time in God's Word and in prayer. Don't know where to start? We have a free daily prayer podcast created to help you do just that. The Your Daily Prayer podcast delivers a thoughtful devotional and timely prayer to you 7 days a week. Gain inspiration, faith, and encouragement with daily messages in 10 minutes or less. To start listening now, search Your Daily Prayer on your favorite podcast app or visit lifeaudio.com.